10th Avenue between 21st and 22nd Street. All the pieces in this benefit will be sold at fixed prices, not an auction, fixed prices. Many items may be priced to sell, so come early. Art will be for sale at the gallery starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, and editions are available now online at art@wfmu.org. And speaking of art, we got Demmer in the house from the Mighty Walnuts crew, also Graffiti Comics. He's been a guest here before, graffiti artist for many, many years, coming up in New York City. What is art, Demmer? What is art?
I wish I could tell you, Bill. I wish I could tell you. I haven't figured it out yet.
It's a good feeling. We were talking about the cartoons earlier about how, you know, important cartoons were. And you were saying that, you know, taking a different track here, that cartoons, it's not the same anymore. People don't like Saturday mornings and cartoons isn't quite the same as it was some years ago.
Not even close. Not even close.
What's the difference?
Well, back in the old days. Oh, God, I can't believe I said the old days. Oh, all right. You got me on that one. I mean, back when I was growing up, how about that? You know, we had Warner Brothers, you know, the WB and all that stuff, but not the kids WB or anything like that. We had Bugs Bunny, you know, dressing up in makeup and, you know, like women and Elmer Fudd with the blown up shotgun and all this stuff you don't see anymore because it's too violent. You know, kids can't handle violence today, which is a whole other subject, but, you know, the people, they're out there to protect us, so.
Everything is so much more regulated, even though there's more of everything in terms of information, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a perfect example is you got the Little Rascals, which probably half your listeners probably don't even know about anymore.
Oh, they might.
You know, no, but, you know, I guess I'm dating myself again, but, like, Bill Cosby bought it all up so that they couldn't be shown on TV anymore because they weren't funny, they were racist, you know, or they were violent or whatever, and it's ridiculous, you know? Everybody's way too sensitive, way too sensitive. PC at its best.
Right. Like you say, like Disney, the Disney Channel, the way they sort of have a chokehold on the kids' industry, like with these movies, and everything is so carefully thought out, not to offend, to get his maximized profits, right? And
it's all about profit.
Sell all the products that tie in.
There's nothing wrong with making money, but, you know, have a little soul to it.
Yes.
Stop trying to protect us from everything.
So anyway, welcome back to WFMU. Demmer, you got your store over there where you sell comic books.
Yes, sir. And cartoons.
And graffiti supplies.
Graffiti supplies, graffiti art, all that good stuff. Everything
so,
you need.
So how is the business? I mean, we were talking about the economy earlier. Is it affecting graffiti artists? Are people more angry and going out and buying more spray paint to do more art?
Well, it all depends on who you are. Some people are angry. Some people are happy with the economy. You know, we're still here. We're still fighting. This is our second year anniversary. So, you know, we got a lot of support. People out there supporting us. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Times are always tough. You know, even when times are good, times are tough. So.
Now, your store is located in which part of Jersey again?
Lovely Belleville, New Jersey.
Right.
Scenic Belleville, New Jersey.
I went by there one time. I liked it. I liked the spot. So people go there and they want to hang out and talk about graffiti?
Yeah, we encourage that. I have the kids come in there and hang out and stuff like that. And, you know, we're always having different writers come by. You know, luckily, you know, we've been lucky. We've had people from literally all over the world stop by to say hello, you know, come in, hang out, paint, hang their pieces, show us work and stuff like that. So it's a great thing.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I was checking out. I think you sent me links. You got this DVD that you're a part of, right?
Yes.
This is Life.
Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life, and Life is spelled L-Y-F-E, and that's as in the graffiti magazine that is out there. What does it come out, twice every 2 months?
Well, no, actually, it comes out pretty much quarterly at this point.
Quarterly, yep. Yeah. So Life magazine, they did this graffiti documentary, and the bit I was looking at one bit from Jersey, and it was pretty cool because it's focused on Jersey artists.
Well, a lot of it is Jersey writers, but luckily they were able to get writers from all over. You got writers from New York, Jersey, out west, a little bit of everything.
So what is this about for people who haven't seen it, and but they have seen like other graffiti movies? What's the difference?
The music in this is incredibly crazy, so eclectic, all the stuff that's on there. It's not the usual suspects that you usually see in graffiti documentaries and DVDs and stuff like that.
I like there was one guy, excuse me, there was a Mexican rapper on the soundtrack. And then I liked what he called Jersey the garbage state in his song.
The best smelling state. That's
and
us.
Who else is on the soundtrack? What other artists, rap artists?
It's such an eclectic mix. I don't have the list in front of me, but it's not only just rap, which is a lot of times people get a feeling about that. You know, it's all different types of music, which is what is important to it. It's a mix of artists, it's a mix of writers, and it's a mix of music.
Yeah. Oh, and someone actually sent in a comment here, going back to the Bill Cosby thing. They said, I believe the Bill Cosby thing is an urban myth. I heard it many other shows, too.
Of the Little Rascal thing? It's definitely possible. Hey, people say I'm an urban myth, so what are you going to do? I'm here, though, so.
Okay. Keep those comments coming. I love this comments, interactive. So, and the, getting back to this, the documentary then, what else makes it special? It's set in different places.
It's all over, you know, all over the states. They didn't really go out of the states. Everything's here. A lot of times the graffiti documentaries leave the states and focus on Europeans, which is fine, but you know, the states are still here. It started here and hopefully it doesn't end here, but you know, this is where we are. So
yeah,
it's a good thing. And it's a lot of local cats that don't usually get the shine that they deserve. So it's a really good thing. It's a really good thing. And the guys at Day in the Life are awesome. They support hip hop, graph, everything.
And hip hop as an art form in the last year, since you were here last, is it pretty much at the same point, or has there been some changes?
Well, hip hop as far as
I mean, graffiti goes, rather.
Oh well, graffiti. Graffiti's always changing. We're always moving, trying different things. You know, video games, documentaries, magazines, books. It's always evolving, always moving forward.
Yeah, one thing I thought about, you know, with news in New York of how the MTA was running out of funds, and they were coming up with ways, and they had to cut down here and there. Then I started like thinking about how, with this recession, which hasn't kicked in yet, and with New York City being kind of strapped for money, is it going to revert, do you think, like to the 70s? And if so, and if there isn't enough like cops and undercovers around and the police in the subways, do you think that there will be sort of a renaissance, a resurgence of graffiti on the train system?
It will never get to the point it was back in the 70s and 80s. I think there's going to be a bigger hit than usual. But graffiti is the New York City subway system's dirty little secret. If you go to the Mass Transit Museum, they have trains there, pictures, all that good stuff from the very beginning to now. There's not one picture or graph in the place. When the MTA is talked to about different things, problems and stuff like that, they'll say graffiti was a problem, it'll never be a problem again. I think it's a point of pride for them. So even though they're strapped for money, you will never see it happen the way it did again.
Yeah.
Never, unfortunately. Because if it did, I'd be right there.
So they would take a train off the route and people would have to wait for the next one rather than send one out that's been bombed.
I think, you know, they do it now. So I think they're only going to do it more because the less trains they run, the less money they spend. Less money they spend, the more money they got in their pockets for those big fat cat MTA chairman people
right. That
love us so much.
Right.
So, but you know, hey, and I always put it out there, if the MTA is listening and they'd like to do a sample train, get in contact. We're more than ready to help you out.
Yeah. Hey, how was that thing, that tour? Remember you stopped by here before with all the other artists?
Concrete Alchemy, the tour was incredible. We're planning the second one for next year. We had a great time. We did a lot of great shows, met a lot of great people. Brought the graph out there to places where it hasn't been for a while, Washington, D.C., you know, we're going back and forth out there now. It's great.
Because that was an interesting project, like a tour, like artists touring, but they're graffiti artists, and then stopping in these different points on the East Coast and doing the art.
Yeah, we'd stop and we'd do, you know, we would do walls and stuff like that. We'd do shows and just bring it out there to people that either haven't seen it for a long time or have never seen it at all. So it was a great thing. And Alvis Cavis was great. Peter at Alvis Cavis for hooking up the tour. Incredible. And we're looking forward to doing it again this year.
Yeah.
So whoever wants to come out will be there.
So once again, Demmer in the house. He's got the graffiti and comic book store over...
The only one in New York City and Jersey.
In New Jersey, outside of New York. And people come from all over.
Yes. Yes, we're having a show on December 13th, which is next Saturday. And we're getting work from people over in Europe and Germany, out from out in California, from down in Florida, here in New York City and New Jersey. So it's going to be a good thing.
If there was one distinctive style, I know like West Coast, California, graffiti has its own kind of a style. Does New Jersey have any sort of distinctive traits in the graffiti art?
Yeah, New Jersey definitely has its own style. Style-wise, attitude-wise, spot-wise, you know. It's definitely a whole different feel. Even, I mean, we're 5 minutes from New York City, and it's a whole different feel from there. So it's definitely a different thing. Everybody's got a little bit of something out here.
And how are those guys doing? What they call the AIDS crew?
AIDS crew, my boys. They are doing well. They're branching off into music and trying different things. They're doing very well.
Are they in here?
Yes, they are. Then, don't hit me. From the AIDS crew is in it. And AIDS crew is mentioned in there. So, yeah, they're still out there doing their thing, doing well.
Yeah. On the top of this playlist on WFMU.org, I have a little video clip from YouTube, which is that bit from the movie where the guys are down. Of course, you always find the best graffiti, no matter what country in the world you go to, down by the railway tracks, underneath freeways and things like that.
Along the river.
It's always, you know, you almost instinctively know where to go if you're looking for graffiti. And it seems like the cops do too, but there's that little bit where the cop comes along and interacts with the filmmakers. And were those graffiti artists that were there too?
Yeah, that was the Riverwalk somewhere here in Jersey. I mean, everybody knows about it. It's no secret. And they were filming some guys painting down there, and the cops decided to come down and say hello and interact a little bit. They weren't too happy with being filmed, but, you know, we got them. They're on there.
Yeah.
Saying hello.
So, but when the cops, he goes, he says, it's illegal to film. I didn't think it was illegal to film cops, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of times
they might intimidate you, right?
Yeah, they intimidate you thing in it. But, you know, hey, they're out there in the street, and people have filmed them doing stuff they weren't supposed to.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not illegal. They're there. They're public servants. They're part of the public. Their names aren't hidden. You know, so they're out there.
You ever watch Cops?
I love Cops. It's my favorite show.
I watched this episode of Cops the other day, right? And there's this guy, and his wife called. He was a little drunk. Poor guy. He comes home, but he was a little too drunk. But he was in such an argument with his wife. She called the cops on him. So they come along and look, dude, you just want to chill out. We're going to have your wife go over to her sister's for the night, take the kid, whatever. You just stay here. You're too drunk. You can't drive. It's okay. We're not going to do anything. Forget about the little bag of marijuana in your pocket. And then he was like, he was so mad at his wife. He goes, arrest me. I'd rather go to jail. And then they do. And he goes, I changed my mind. And they're like,
well,
too late.
Everybody always gets that. I'd rather go to jail. I'll go to jail until the cuffs are on.
When the cops come, we got a comment from RW who said, ahem, ahem, like he begs to differ, ahem, and he's got a link there to a URL, something to do with Little Rascals, so maybe Chad can bring it up and we'll check it out and see what it is. I guess people are disagreeing with you here, Dammer.
And that's fine, that's cool. If I got to know, I'd rather know from them.
Exactly.
The people educate me.
This is how we find out about things. Let's see, Alf from Hip Hop Slam. Who will be in here actually in 4 weeks' time. It's going to be DJ Alf, Just One, Stevie D might be here, and also Scholar. But anyway, he writes in to say, question for Dammer. Did Iron Man and Batman comic book sales go down since both films left the theater, or did it have any impact at all?
The comic book movies always have a big impact on the books coming out that week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks into it, but it always levels out in the end. You know, you have people running like, ooh, and they grab it, but then it levels out.
What about,
got the strong core following.
What about in graffiti art? Is there a reflection in the art that you see on what's popular in comic books or in even these movies that are made from comic books?
Always. I mean,
there
a
is
lot of
a direct correlation.
Oh yeah, a lot of our walls, a lot of stuff we've done, we've pulled out of comic books and adapted to our needs. Movies, stuff like that. The Day After Tomorrow. They're always a theme, and it's just part of the general consciousness. So when you're doing something, it's always there in the back of your mind because media bombards us so much.
Yeah.
So it's always there.
Yeah. Really.
So even if you don't mean it to be, it's there.
Yeah. Let's see. We got Bad Ronald. He says, I miss the old school New York City subway art.
We all do.
And then RW, who said, ahem, he sent a link. Thank you very much. Through the comments. And he said, the claim is the Little Rascals, Bill Cosby bought up the rights for the Little Rascals or our gang comedies in order to keep them off television because they depict racial stereotypes. Status, false.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice.
So anyway.
So if the networks are listening, put them back on because we want to see Stymie and Alfalfa and Spanky and all those guys again.
Yeah.
We miss them.
Yeah. Funny.
We miss them. Hudgy Wudgy.
And then Anthony sent in a comment. He said, the entire Little Rascals collection was just released on DVD.
I'm going out to get it right now.
So your whole theory was disputed and beaten down.
Nice.
But we learned something. We just increased sales for Little Rascals.
Nice.
They should help us out. Once again, don't forget our art exhibit where we're selling art, and that's to help us buy the transmitter in Manhattan, our being WFMU. And Demmer, when you heard about it last week, you sent in a comment. You said you wanted to donate art for the next one.
Definitely. I did an original piece for either this one or the next one, whatever you guys need. And we have some limited edition prints of a wall that we've done that are signed. Each one is numbered to 10. You know, that means a lot to some people. So
yeah,
so they're out there. And yeah, definitely anything for FMU. Definitely.
So you're going to give it. That's for the next one. We'll get check out where Ken, station manager, is. And as I mentioned earlier, Duran is over there at the gallery getting everything ready for the big opening tomorrow. It's in Chelsea. And it's at Printed Matter, located 195 10th Avenue between 21st and 22nd Streets in Manhattan. 11 a.m. in the morning is when it starts. And you can go online and look at the things. The art is for sale at the gallery. And editions are available now online at art.wfmu.org. And just go to the homepage of this website if you get confused about anything. wfmu.org. And let's see what else we got here. Adam in HIP says, or HP rather, I don't know if that is Hunter's Point or what. He says, hi, I was just staring at an album canvas mural in Highland Park. An Albus canvas, rather, mural in Highland Park, which is part of the Concrete Alchemy.
Correct. Yep.
Yes.
And thank you for staring. We appreciate it.
Yes. Some more. I was staring at the wall earlier, too. Let's stare together. Also, I want to mention a couple of things that Gaylord Fields is going to be coming in, filling in for Fine Wine tonight on this radio station, downtown Soulville. And I talked to him earlier, and I said, what are you going to play? He goes, I don't know. I won't know, he said, till I drop that first piece of vinyl, 7-inch on the platter. I'll take it from there. I said, Gaylord Fields, it sounds like you do Freeform. He said, ahem, as distinct from ahem. He said, ahem, aha. And that's happening tonight after Shut Up Weirdo with Andy and Frangry. And as I said, check out that show Night People, which is on late Wednesday nights, early Thursday morning. It's really good. Good radio. Bass in your face. Bad Ronald, what did he have to say? Bad Ronald said, I shot a man in Vegas just to watch him die. I said, no, that, you mean Reno. He says, I want to see Stymie catch eggs with his dome again. Elias, I also believe that Buckwheat was shot by a man named John David Stutz.
Why do serial killers and assassins always have three names?
That's a good question.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it that they just give it to them, like, you know, when they name hurricanes or something, that there's like this official news department's AP? But now that the media communications is in control of the little people, everyone has a computer. Maybe that'll change.
Things what about are changing?
But
things
you're right. Hold on, Jim Jones. He didn't really kill the people though. He led them to their death. He said, "Drink the Kool-Aid." Yeah, it's
aren't
weird.
We all still drinking the Kool-Aid, Bill.
You know what? I was going to say that. We really are. We really are. And despite whatever happens in this sinking ship of an economy, you must always keep listening to this radio station. Things are going to get rough out there.
It is an order.
So keep listening. We'll keep you happy. And then once a year, or maybe twice, we'll ask you to help us out. We'll say, hook a brother up as we get through. That's why you should definitely participate in this fun art project to help benefit WFMU. As I say, go to the website for more information, or else head on over tomorrow between 5 and 7 to Printed Matter for the opening. And say hi to everyone from FMU who will be there. Let's see, I want to give away tickets in a bit. Demmer, I want to say thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you, Bill.
Once again, your store is located
Belleville, New Jersey, Graffiti Comics. That's comics with an X, and if you need to email us, it's graffiticomics@gmail.com.
And one of the best things in your store, and I saw you had it on like the video clip with that sort of like a little description of your store, is where that image of the guy being shot, you don't prosecute
shoplifters,
you shoot him.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, what's your favorite movie?
Wow.
what's the favorite movie you just watched in the last week?
Actually, honestly, it's a favorite TV show, The Shield, that has been taken off the air, and it's horrible that it has.
Yeah.
As far as a movie goes, Star Wars. I'm a geek. What can I tell you?
Yeah. I'm amazed. Like, there's so many movies out there. You can go back and watch these old ones that maybe the first time around you didn't like so much, and then you watch them again, you're like, damn, that's good.
Here, I got my favorite one, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Good one.
My Hero.
You know what I just watched again recently? The Fly. That's a good movie.
The Jeff Goldblum Fly?
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Brundle Fly.
Yeah. And you know what's a pretty good movie, too? It's set in New Jersey, about cops from New York, Copland. Sylvester Stallone,
the fictional
Harvey Keitel. Yeah, that's a pretty good movie.
Yes,
go back and watch that one, too. All right, let's see. We're going to give away some tickets. Oh, yeah, any more? You want to do any shout-outs or anything?
To the VS crew, Leon Rainbow, Queso, Mac and all those guys. My crew, the Walnuts, as always. And because I didn't last time and I got hit for it when I went home, yes, my wife beats me. Big shout-out to my wife, Clara. Yes, you beat me. It's true. Police.
She's a cool woman.
Thank you.
I want to give her a shout-out, too.
She's a graffiti widow, she
said. That's what she said. I was going to say that. It made me laugh when she told me that. She said, I'm a graffiti widow. Because you're gone every Sunday, right? You're out there.
Every Sunday, every Saturday, and when I'm not in the store. But she supports me, and I appreciate it, even though I don't always.
In this documentary, the one, Life Graffiti Art Documentary, what I liked about it, too, was there was a lot of old-school artists in there who just, they do it for decades and decades. Like, one guy was in there saying about how he's been doing it since 74 or something.
Oh, yeah, Ritu. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ritu, Opel, one of the originators, the masters, one of the best, and a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, this is dedication. This is true love of an art form. When you go out and
this
do it for
music,
yeah,
it never leaves you. Never leaves you. Kind of like crack.
Just say no to bad radio. Just say yes. Oh, yeah, Antipop Consortium, who I thought they broke up, but they're back together, obviously. And they're going to be performing at the Knitting Factory. It's too bad. We're hoping DJ Thanksgiving Brown would call in. He is the guy who has been booked. He was a guest. He's been on this show several times. He's also been on with Noah. And he's the person who booked all the hip-hop shows for the last couple of years at the Knitting Factory. It's closing down at the end of the month. And then it's going to be closed for about 6 months. It'll reopen in Brooklyn. And they're just sort of going out with a bang, you know. Just they got lined up a ton of great shows. Like on Wednesday next, Executioners, Sadat X are going to be there. Antipop Consortium are going to be there, along with Bomb Squad and many, many more happening next Friday. Peanut Butter Wolf's going to be there December the 14th. Also coming up, Souls of Mischief from Oakland, California, coming out on December the 16th. And then there's going to be coming up on this Sunday, DITC, that's Digging in the Crates crew, the Legion, Craig G, happening. And then on Monday, there is, that's on Sunday rather, Digging in the Crates, but David Cross is going to be there. They're doing a comedy thing. It's a benefit for New York Cares. David Cross, Maureen Stern, Conrad, and many, many more. And that's coming up. I want to give away tickets right now, though, for three shows in particular, and it's going to be pretty easy. Basically, if you're a fan of hip-hop, there's my phone ringing. Hold on one second. What is it? You want to give away? If you give it away, though, we'll have to... Can you mail it out? Yeah. So we also want to give away a copy. You want to just tell people what the DVD is again, what they're going to send out?
Day in the Life, the movie, the graffiti documentary featuring me, the New Jersey graffiti legend, Demmer. That's as per the back of this, by the way, which I get a lot of flack for. You know, I'm not promoting myself. It's true. I didn't do it.
But when they called you up, they said, how should we describe you, Demmer? You're like, legend.
New York, New Jersey graffiti legend, please.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to give away that, and you'll mail it out. Okay, too. You want to throw in a magazine as well?
Yes, we will throw in a copy, and they can both be signed if you want or not. It's up to you, whatever you like.
Yeah, and you will get them. Chad is going to be answering the phone. We're going to give away an ish load of stuff right here in a minute. And you'll remember to send them out, right?
Yes, I will.
I don't want to call them. Yeah, you're good about things like that. Anyway, so you can get yourself not one, but two. We're giving away two packs right now of Life Magazine, along Graffiti Magazine, along with this graffiti art documentary. And that'll be courtesy of Demmer. Call in. But you still got plenty of time. And if the lines are busy, just keep calling, because we're going to give away two of that. Chad is taking the phones. And then we also want to give away a pair of tickets for the soon-to-be-gone Spill a Little on the Curb Knitting Factory in Lower Manhattan, where we have done four shows from total. Noah did a show from there one time. I did three different shows from there over the past summer. It was a lot of fun. Chad was in the house for one of them, and it was really, really cool. So the Knitting Factory is located at 74 Leonard Street. We're giving away one pair of tickets for the Digging in the Crates show happening on Sunday, December the 7th. The Legion, Craig G, Digging in the Crates. Actually, let's give away two pair of tickets for that one. Peanut Butter Wolf doing a video DJ set. He's spinning tonight at the San Francisco Film Festival party in San Francisco at Club Mezzanine along with DJ Realm. But he's going to be in town. He's coming flying out here next weekend, Sunday the 14th, to perform a DJ set along with Gary Wilson. Is going to also be in the house, hosted by Edan. And this is happening Knitting Factory Sunday, December the 14th. Peanut Butter Wolf at the Knitting Factory. Andy Pop Consortium, who I think are one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time, who really just sort of push boundaries. They're going to be performing, they present Meltdown with very special guests Bomb Squad, Hank and Keith, Shock Lee, Dragons of Synth, and Chin Chin, Sugar Shack Burlesque in the Tap Bar, and Magnum Chamber Multimedia Installation in the Old Office, and many more special guests. So I guess they're turning in the offices and all of the Knitting Factory into just a whole party scene.
Nice.
And this is at the Knitting Factory, a place where people have seen many shows, good memories, and this is on Friday next week, December the 12th. Andy Pop Consortium presents Bomb Squad and many, many more. And we also have a pair of tickets for this show here, Digging in the Crates, which is happening on Sunday this weekend. And then Life, the movie, graffiti art documentary, along with a magazine. And all you got to do is be able to use the telephone, area code 201-200-WFMU, and just name the artist who was talking here on the radio, and I'll give you a hint. If you forget what it is, just go to the website, and it's there. It's so easy. Area code 201-200-WFMU. From down under, from Melbourne, Australia, this is DJ Agent 86 on WFMU. Thank you, Dimmer.
Peace.